You're listening to Lorna Parkia here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Coming up over the next hour, Daisha selector Stephen Frampton on a stunning league final win over Cork. Brian Flannery will pick his team at league, but how many Waterford players will make the cut? And later in the hour, we'll hear from the Waterford Under 20 football camp, as well as Daisha minor hurling boss Shane Ahern. But first,
out to Prunty. Prunty back to Sean O'Brien. 20 metres out from his own. Sending the hook towards Bennett. Bennett going to go high. Snaps the ball. Bennett in space. Outside the D. What's he going to do? He's going for the juggler. Bennett looks. Oh!
Magic from Bennett. Mo Salah got some great goal for Liverpool. But he's never seen anything like that. He went high. He was brave. Picked the ball out of the net. Patrick Collins. Bennett, you're a beauty.
What a goal, Michael, for Stephen
Bennett.
Kieran, I've been going to matches for a long, long time. That is one of the best, greatest goals I've ever seen in my life. He had so much to do to win the ball, looked at the option, taking the point, took it on, got inside the defence, and an absolutely bullet-like finish into the bottom right-hand corner of net, giving the Cork keeper, Patrick Collins, absolutely no chance.
Waterford have a chance now, going forward, going through. Carrick Daly's space. Carrick Daly's the man inside. Chance for Dizzy. Yes! What a goal! The youngest man on the team, Carrick Daly, backed himself and gave up to the Ballygunner race. He did it in the final for Ballygunner, and now he's done it in the National League final. We said he had been quite to his standards. Carrick Daly, I take my hat off to you. You set it up, but the man who finished, Dizzy Hutchinson.
Brilliant stuff there from Kieran O'Connor and Michael Ryan describing Waterford's league final win over Cork last Saturday. A night to remember for the Daisha, and to look back on it all, delighted to be joined in studio by selector Stephen Frampton. Stephen, what was it like to be part of a win like that?
It was really very satisfying and really a great night. A great night when you kind of, you've been working so hard on various things, and they kind of come right and they look well on the night. I know that we did a couple of things wrong as well, but just very satisfying to, after the hard work that those players have done or have put in the last few months and in the last couple of years, to get a little bit of silverware inside in the dressing room afterwards. Just very satisfying.
How did you celebrate it, Stephen, as a group?
We'll put the cup away now because we have big jobs to go. But I mean, look, we celebrated it in our own way. I think everybody's just really happy with themselves, and you know, nobody's making a major ordeal of it. We're very proud of ourselves that we've done that. But it's, you know, the nature of the season now. It's next up is 2 weeks' time, and there's not much time to do any sort of celebrations. Only pat yourselves on the back, dust yourselves down, work hard again for the next couple of weeks. And off we go against Tipperary on Easter Sunday.
Did you get caught up in any of the celebrations afterwards, Stephen, at all, the Waterford fans invading the pitch?
Not really. No, look, you know, that's for the fans to enjoy that. Like, we've kind of, you know, we'll enjoy it. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to sound a killjoy, but we enjoy the win. But look, our eyes are very much on Easter Sunday, and always have been, to be quite honest. And that was a bonus last Saturday night, but our eyes have been there from the very start of the year. That's the biggest match of the year for us, and has been since we gathered last early in the year. So, like, you know, we really enjoyed it, and we had a good chat inside in the dressing room. But we move on now. Like, you know, you can't dwell on that, because we do know that there's going to be a step up in class now, and Tipperary, you know, we're beaten by us down in Welsh Park, so they're going to come down absolutely gunning for us. And you know, the target is on our back now, so we just have to prepare for that as best we can.
What did you say to the players, Stephen, when you all eventually made it back to the dressing room last Saturday night?
Oh, we just spoke about it and said, look, well done, fantastic achievement. Like, we don't win too much in Waterford, so you've got to appreciate it. And first medal, first award of any sort for pretty much most of the players in the dressing room there. So it's a big night for those players, and a very proud night for them and their families. But, you know, we'd hope there's going to be a few more nights like that as the year goes on. But, you know, all we can do is look at Sunday week and the Tipperary match. But look, yeah, look, we just enjoyed the crack in the dressing room, and look, players know themselves that was the league. Massive step up now. We have Cork and Tipperary at home, and we've beaten both of them, so they're just going to they won't take it lying down. Like, they're two hurling strongholds and traditional strongholds, and we're the party poopers at the moment, so we like to keep it that way, you know. So we want to prepare and follow up that performance now with a good performance on Sunday, on Easter Sunday.
Before we look forward to that game on Easter Sunday, Stephen, can I ask you about a couple of the big moments that we just heard there? Stephen Bennett's second goal, would you go along with Michael Ryan's assessment that was one of the best goals in Semple Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a fabulous goal. He took it so well, Stephen did, and that's what he's capable of. You know, he's a top class player, and always shows that as well. I don't know. There's been so many goals, I couldn't even start to begin to see whether it was the best or not. But I mean, it was a fabulous goal, really well taken, and he did it all on his own. I think it was directly from either a puck out or a long delivery from the full back line. I can't remember, but yeah, look, that's what Stephen is capable of, and we're waiting for him to do that all the time. Like, there's a great sense of anticipation when Stephen gets the ball, you know. So great to see him do that again, because I suppose, you know, he had been out in the previous match as well, so he had a little bit of an injury, so it was great to see him come back like that.
Why do you think Stephen has been playing so well, Stephen, over the past 3 years since Liam Cahill and the management team took over?
I think he's trained very, like, I think he's played, he's been rarely that he's had a bad game really since he started his inter-county career, but he's definitely gotten a lot fitter and he's working much harder, and you know, there's not a whole lot you need to do to Stephen Bennett. Like, he's a class player and has lots of talent, and so there's not a lot we need to do. Just make sure that he trains hard and he puts the hard work in, because that's when it comes out on the big days. Then you'll see the fruits of all that toil and hard work.
What about that defence splitting run by Cormac Daly near the end, Stephen? What has he been like to work with over this past year or so?
Yeah, Cormac is a joy. Look, every single one of them are a joy to work with. Like, they all work so hard, and I hope they're all enjoying it. They should be enjoying it. Like, you know, they train really hard and we push them really hard. But I think that's what's required at this level. And Cormac is a serious athlete. He's a fabulous player going forward, and he's great pace. And you know, he's a young player that has a lot of learning to do still. But I mean, he's turned up every time he's been given his chance so far. So great for Cormac as well. Like, but again, you know, we'll be hopeful that he can keep that form going.
You mentioned the players are training hard and pushing themselves hard. Can you describe how you train, Stephen, to someone on the outside?
I don't know how you'd describe how we train. We try. Mikey Beavins does a lot of the training, and Mikey is full of energy himself. So look, that comes across on the players and in the training session. Like, Mikey is like a Duracell bunny, like the way he trains, and it's great to see the players reacting to that as well. Like, and if they didn't, they wouldn't be there, to be quite honest. You know, that's the way it is. We've got a good strong panel there, and have had since we started, with a few changes here and there. So, but look, it's high energy and hard work. That's really what it is. There's not really any secret to it.
You say a good strong panel, Stephen. You used 33 players during the course of the league, and you're missing some key men throughout the campaign. Do you believe that no matter what 15 takes to field, that you can win?
Well, you have to believe that. And you know, you say 33 players. A lot of that was forced on us as well, because of the nature of the way the season has compacted in. You know, if you're training very hard, you're going to pick up injuries, and that's the case. That has been the case heretofore. You know, and hopefully we've got injuries coming back now, and we'll have a full hand to pick from for Easter Sunday. But look, yeah, I mean, you know, when players are training so hard, you've got to give them their chance. And if they're showing up in training and they're training really hard and they're showing a bit of form in training, they'll get their chance with us. That's the way we operate. And if they're not, they won't. So, look, that's the way it is. It's we try to be as fair as we can. I think the players understand that. And probably that's why you've seen so many players being used, because, you know, everybody's putting their shoulder to the wheel. And that's what makes... It's the collective, it's the team. You know, it's not an individual sport, and it's not a 15-man effort either. It's, you know, it's a 36 or 37-man effort, and everybody puts pressure on each other. So, you know, that's what makes the group and the collective so strong.
What sort of challenge are you expecting from Tipperary come Easter Sunday, Stephen?
Yeah, they're going to, you know, Tipperary, a proud hurling county, and they're going to come out all guns blazing. They wouldn't have been happy, and I know that with their performance the last day in Welsh Park in the league. So, you know, they're going to hit us with absolutely everything, and they'll be trying to get a couple of injured guys back as well. And you know, we just have to brace ourselves and be ready for it, and meet them head on, basically.
The last time Waterford and Tipperary went head on in Munster Championship at Welsh Park was in 1996, Stephen, and you played at wing back on that occasion. What do you remember about that day?
I do. I remember that was a Tipperary team that had won All Irelands, and you know, the likes of Pat Fox and Nicholas English and those guys were playing, Nicholas English will laugh at me now. I know Nicholas from working with him in the bank, and he was married to a good Waterford woman. But I went to hit him a shoulder at one stage when there was a 50-50 ball going, and you know, everybody, you know, would have seen Nicholas English as a beautiful hurler, very silky and skillful, and one of the best corner forwards or half forwards in the game. And I remember hitting them anyway, and it was like hitting a brick wall. Like they were real men. They were a mature team at that stage, and you know, Nicholas English, the silky smooth hurler, was strong as an ox, and
right.
I could feel every bone rattling in my body when I hit him. But that's what I remember individually about the match. The match itself, there was a big crowd there. I remember on the day, and it was a big occasion to play a county or a Munster Championship match in your own back garden, and unfortunately we didn't, you know, we came up against a kind of a very canny and experienced team on the day, and we just weren't good enough for them.
And one of the canny players in that Tipperary forward line, Stephen, was Liam Cahill, and I was actually looking back at a little YouTube video of the game, and he actually came head to head with each other on the day. Do you remember anything about Mark and Liam on that occasion?
I don't, and I'm surprised he didn't say. I mustn't have hit him hard enough. He didn't say anything to me. But I do know he was playing, but I didn't know I came up against him. That's one for discussion tonight at training.
Right, very good. How do you find Liam to work with, Stephen, as a selector over the past three seasons?
I enjoy it. Like, you know, there's a great bit of fun about it, and it has to be enjoyable. If there's not fun and enjoyment in it, you're wasting your time, because there's way too much time goes into it. So you really need to be enjoying it to persevere and to stay with it. But Liam is a great fella to work with. Like, he's tough and he's hard on the players, but you know, he's honest with them and he's straight up with them. So they all know how he feels about the game, how he feels about the team and about the individuals. And Liam is great for the team, and he does a great job.
Well, what's the most enjoyable part of being a selector for you, Stephen?
I think it's almost like, you know, you're part of a great buzz there at the moment. So it's a bit like being a player without being a player. You're part of an organisation or a group that are moving forward together, that are trying to improve every week, and trying, you know, having a look at the next goal and planning for the next scalp, and hopefully it'll be a scalp. But it's just being a part of a successful group. That's what I enjoy about it, and the bit of crack along the way is makes it all worthwhile.
Before I let you go, Stephen, you're not just a Waterford hurling selector. You've also started up a new business recently, Stephen Frampton Health and Fitness. What can you tell us about this new venture?
I finished up in the bank, Tomás, in December, and over the last 3 or 4 years, I had, out of curiosity and interest, I had done courses with Setanta College, the sports science college in Thurles. They're quite internationally renowned in the S&C side of things. So did that out of interest and decided to give it a go for a year or two to see whether I can crack it as a self-employed. I've always admired self-employed people, to be quite honest, and I hope to train, say, owl fellas like myself and older to get back into shape and to maybe just get a bit stronger so that they're good on their feet and they feel a bit better in themselves and about themselves, and you know, so that's what it's about, training anybody that wants to feel a bit better and get a bit stronger, because strength is very much undervalued or not really spoken about, but it's really important for people, you know, in their 50s and 60s to have a bit of stability and a bit of strength in their legs and around their core, you know. So that's my message. That's what I want to try and educate people on. And so far so good. I'm enjoying it, and you know, it's taken off nice and quickly.
Well, all the best with the business and all the best with the Munster Championship. Stephen Frampton, thanks a million for dropping in the studio today.
Thanks very much, Tomás.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.